7742, Jerry Stansbury, west of Route 1, northeast of Quillen Road, being Lot 25 with the Suburban Development Corporation Development. They're seeking a variance from the side yard setback requirement. You're looking for a 10-foot variance from the 15-foot, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. State your full name and address.
Jerry Stansbury, 6 Bay Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Evening, I'm Daniel Myers here on behalf of Jerry Stansbury.
You need to be sworn in.
No.
Or is he attorney? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Be my guest. Okay.
What I have here are three exhibits of surveys to give an explanation of how this occurred. This property is located on Bay Road in Lewis and Rehoboth 100. It's a small 50 by 100 foot lot. A variance has previously been granted on this property, and once you get the surveys, you'll see the prior residence that was on this property, and a variance was granted to remove that property and replace it with a new house. And Ms. Stansbury was here, and a variance was granted, and as number two shows an outline of the house and the variances that were granted for the various setbacks to replace the new house. That's what's shown on exhibit two. She had the house staked for it to be constructed on the property. And exhibit three shows the house as constructed, and you'll see that the house proper does fit within the footprint that's on exhibit two. The problem is when she got the variance, no one took into account putting steps on the side of the house. Mm-hmm. When I first looked at her survey, I thought it was okay because there is an exception under 115-183, I believe, that allows steps to go into a side yard setback up to 5 feet so long as they don't extend above the top grade. And if you'll see the handwritten notes, you'll see the steps in the back are 3.4 and the ones in the front are 4.9, so they would fall within that exception, and that's where the mistake was made, because apparently the county does not give you that exception for the 5 feet for steps if a variance had been previously granted on the property.
Right.
And unfortunately, Ms. Stansbury tried to accomplish everything that she could, you know, in the proper manner, came in and got her variances before constructing. Just wasn't informed that she didn't get that 5 foot exception. And if you look at the two surveys, you'll see they, you know, closely followed the footprint and placed the house where it was to go. If this variance isn't granted, it's approximately 3 feet jump up into her house without the steps. So she does face difficulties of not being able to get into the house without the variance for the steps. And in granting the variance previously for the house proper, I believe this board found that wouldn't alter the character of the neighborhood, the house itself. So it's our position that the mere inclusion of steps couldn't possibly hurt the neighborhood any more than the house.
Further questions? Or are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I agree with the applicant that the steps will do no more alteration to the essential character of the neighborhood than the original variance that was granted. Minimum board relief and necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I make a motion that we approve case number 9,742.
You have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 9,742. All those in favor of the motion, get the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you.
Case number